This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Let's go!
Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll tier off the most important and least important positions in the NFL coming up momentarily. It's also a Tommy Tuesday. We'll talk to Tommy Curran High Noon, Jones and Keefe bracket, raging on our March Madness uniform bracket. You can vote at Jones and Keefe. You can see the full bracket at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram. A real quick Bruins update before we get to tiers.
Yeah.
First of all, Paul Bissonnette, you're going to hear this later on this hour, had some intel on Marchand's contract. I think we were right around it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
We're sniffing all around it.
But turns out he wants a lot more than the contract he was getting the last 8 years from the Bruins. Number two, is Marchand going to play tonight?
He's on the ice skating around. Florida Panthers are in town, and he's having a little bit of a skate.
So he is out there on the ice. He talked to the media yesterday, which I should have verbalized this at the time. I'm like, boy, that's interesting.
I know.
For a guy who may not be back for 3 or 4 weeks is what you were hearing at the deadline.
They were like, oh, he might not be ready until right before the playoffs.
Huh. All of a sudden, he's out there doing interviews, and now he's taking line rushes with Barkov and Verhaeghe. Unfortunately, I mean, I know Tkachuk is out.
I want the Sam Bennett line.
I know Tkachuk is out, but right, I was hoping he'd play with Bennett as well. But like,
is he playing tonight?
There's a chance he's playing tonight.
That adds a little bit of
juice. The insider over there. What do you got? You got ear to the ground on anything?
I'll wait for Courtney's report on it.
Okay, hashtag Scoops Keefe. If you hear anything, let us know. Yeah. Is Marchand going to play? I legitimately wonder.
He's having a skate.
And by the way, maybe, just maybe, he wasn't as hurt as we were led to believe.
It's possible.
Like, oh, I'm hurt playing for the Bruins, but all of a sudden I'm a Panther. I'll be back there pretty quick.
You see it in sports all the time.
Huh.
Yeah. NBA guys, NFL guys. Was it DeAndre Hopkins recently? There's a few guys like, are you hurt? No, yeah, I'm hurt. It's like, you're on a new team. Let's go.
No, good one.
Let's take the field.
Hopkins is a good one. Luka's a good one. Like, oh, I can't play for the Mavericks, but all of a sudden he's a Laker and he's right back out there. Weird.
Marchand was so hurt.
Huh.
They're playing for the Panthers right now.
Interesting. Oh, this is good on Twitch. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Boots on the ground.
Terp has put up the video from Scott. Marchand on the ice at the Garden. First time as a Panther. Will he play tonight?
Oof.
We'll monitor that all day long. But it is a Tier Tuesday, Keith. What do we got for tiers today?
We're going to do NFL positions. We're going to tier the positions. I think one's obviously is pretty obvious. What do you mean?
It's a Kama Sutra Tier Tuesday. Yeah, exactly.
This one, they're both standing. All right, so this one is going to be pretty simple. We have the GOAT tier at the top.
The GOAT!
Next tier down, and I don't want to give, tip our hand here, Hoss. Doesn't mean the players themselves are Hosses, but just a Hoss.
Yeah, for your roster.
Yeah.
It's a Hoss on your roster.
Third one down is Cat in the Grass.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
So these are the ones that you're like.
I was bracing for Frisky there. I like that.
Maybe a little underrated.
Uh-huh.
Right, kind of Cat in the Grass. Maybe really useful. Not the top, but like, hey, watch out for this position. The next one down, Sheep. Just like it's a position on the field. Got to fill it out.
They're a passenger. They're just kind of along for the ride. Yeah.
Bottom tier would be goldfish.
It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
And the thing with this is it's just a dime a dozen. You know, you can flush it down the toilet. You get a new one. Just go to the store, get a new one.
Win one at a carnival.
Thank you. You get one. I was just going to say, Billy, you get one at the circus. Uh-huh. You bring it home. It dies 2 days later. You flush it. You get another one. It's a goldfish.
So okay. I think right now, five. Now, it's always fluid. We can add. We can subtract. Whatever you want to do. But right now, we have five tiers, all animal-related for NFL positions.
Okay.
All right.
Quarterback.
All right, right off the rip. I feel like there's a good chance it might be alone here.
I mean, quarterback.
See the money Sam Darnold just got?
Yeah, $100 million, right?
Yeah.
So it needs to be on its own tier.
Correct.
If we want to put something above GOAT, that doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, I would put quarterback on GOAT. I can't imagine anything else is there.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Daniel Jones going to the Colts. $14
million. That's $14 million. Every time Anthony Richardson gets tired, he's going to get plugged into the game.
He does get tired.
Yeah, he gets
very fatigued. Somebody else in there.
Very fatigued. That's true.
All right.
Running back.
All right. My initial thought is years ago, this might have been more goldfish.
It's cat in the grass? Goldfish. Okay, so that's where I want to put it.
I kind of want to put it in cat in the grass.
You're leaping from goldfish. Don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Yeah.
You're leaping from goldfish over sheep. I wanted to put a cat in the grass. I thought we were going to argue about
this. I think Saquon Barkley kind of has helped raise the entire position.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh Jacobs move
so
last year.
More.
Mixon was a good move.
Yeah.
Like last year, running backs made a comeback last year. Cat in the grass.
Cat in the grass for running backs.
Nice.
Look at that.
Fullbacks.
You're right. Ooh. Well, this might be more goldfish. That's, not every team even uses one.
That's a goldfish.
It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
I know Andy Hart rolling over in his grave right now.
T's and P's to Andy Hart.
Yeah.
And look, I would like them to sign Kyle Juszczyk. Doesn't mean you don't have one on the roster, but it's pretty replaceable and you can flush that thing right down the dump.
Right down the toilet.
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
Haas. Oh, it's Haas.
You can make a goat argument.
No.
No? All right.
No, I mean, it might be the next most important after the goat position.
There was a long layoff there for, like, Michael Irvin won a bunch of Super Bowls, and obviously Jerry Rice won Super Bowls, but then there was a long layoff from, like, stud receivers winning. But I think over the last few years, you know, like, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, you know, Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, like big time receivers have been a big part of teams winning Super Bowls. So that's kind of come back around. Because I always would defend receivers and talk them up.
You have Kupp on your list?
And Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
So like, so big time receivers have really also swayed teams winning the whole thing. Where there's
a
stretch.
Point.
Like
for
Randy Moss, T.O.
No,
I love him.
For a long time, you'd say, who was the best receiver and did they win a Super Bowl with them? Actually, now that has kind of swung back.
All right. The 07 thing killed me.
So you're saying it's higher on the Haas tier, is what you're saying.
High Haas.
Yeah.
Maybe top Haas.
You don't like to break down within the tiers. You usually say that's just the power ranking.
That's what you like to do.
But
the power
ranking. I would like to put it to the top of the Haas tier.
Sure.
All right.
Take it up with Terp. He's going to be working the graphics.
Tight ends.
Ooh. Sheep?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's a... it's not a goldfish necessarily. There's not a lot of great ones in the league. So if you have like a Brock Bowers or Sam Laporta, that's sort of one thing. But most teams just have a guy. Like, the Patriots are fine with Hunter Henry.
Would you rather have a guy at running back or a guy at tight end?
I'd rather have a guy at running back.
Me too, but I think we're going to be in the minority.
Well, locally, because we saw Gronk play for so many years, people might be swayed. But I think more if you don't have Gronk, who's some people's goats, not your goat, but some people's goats.
No, hasn't been for a year plus.
If you have Gronk, you're going to take Gronk. But I think you have a better chance of having an impactful running back than you do tight end.
Yeah, so I bet we're going to get flack on that, but I agree with you. I'd rather have a running back than a tight end. More important, running backs are cats on the grass, which makes tight end sheep.
Tackles.
All right, so of note here, we're going to split up the offensive line. We're not jumbling up offensive line as one position. So tackles?
Haas.
Haas. Yeah, I think it's got to be Haas.
Were you thinking lower?
No, I think it's Haas.
It's Haas.
But I'm with you. If it were a power ranking, which it is not
within the tier, wide receiver over tackle at the Haas position. Yes.
But I can't argue with it. We saw it firsthand last year how important tackle or a bad tackle can impact your squad.
So it's a Haas.
Yeah.
Gods. Offensive guards.
Thank you, Bill. I was like, what the hell? New position?
God position.
Where would you put gods?
I would
you say gourds.
I would put God sheep. Sheep?
I feel like, I mean, the Patriots
I didn't mean to say that last time, actually. I would put guard, I'm sorry, as sheep, yes.
They grabbed a wrestler and won multiple Super Bowls with him. Like, you should be able to find guards, which is why I lost my mind when they drafted Cole Strange in the first round.
So I'll say guards, sheep as well.
Okay, nice. I'm with you. Look at us. Not a lot of arguing here.
Yeah.
Center.
You're Hakeem Olajuwon. You're Dikembe Mutombo. You're Patrick Ewing.
Also sheep?
So is it more cat in the grass? It's just because they usually
again,
are the
if
ones
it were a power ranking, I would put center over guard.
Are they the ones sort of calling everything out, though, a lot of times?
They are. They're
but
still
you think
sheep.
They're pretty
You notice a bad center over a bad guard.
Yeah,
you
I
do.
Agree. But I'll still put it down there.
Okay,
I'm
sheep.
Good with that.
All right, to the other side of the ball, defensive tackle.
So the Pats just spent a lot of money on a D-tackle. So this is really the whole porpoise of this exercise. How important is D-tackle?
We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Yeah, cat in the grass?
At best,
at
it's cat
best.
In the grass. At best.
You know what? Maybe
I am leaning sheep, but I can be swayed. Where, how would you vote, Keith? Maybe Billy will break the tie if we have a tie.
Cat in the grass. Yeah. I think I'll go cat in the grass.
Okay.
I think you can and I know I'm going to the extreme, but if you have like Aaron Donald, Chris Jones, you can kind of wreck a game. So I'll go cat in the grass.
Billy?
I'll take cat in the grass.
Okay. Right. I've been outvoted.
You like that?
Cat
Democracy.
In the grass. Cat in the grass, D tackle.
Yep.
That's overreacting to Milt the Stilt is what that is.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
It might be.
I'm excited about this.
What's next?
Edge rusher.
Hoss? That's a Hoss.
Got to have a Hoss up
there. That's a Hoss.
Hoss on the edge.
Nice thoroughbred getting after the quarterback.
So that sort of takes you like, we're not doing outside linebacker or D end because teams run different schemes.
Well,
so
exactly.
We're going edge.
That's scheme specific. So yeah, edge.
Yeah,
exactly.
Edge.
Linebacker.
I would put that cat in the grass.
So same. Okay. I think linebacker running back.
We like the run game, Keith.
100 years ago, linebacker running back were maybe the two most important.
Yeah.
Then there's nosedive where nobody gave a rat's ass. They're both kind of on the come up.
Yeah.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Yeah, this is an off the ball linebacker.
What is that from?
That's that coach at Coastal Carolina.
Coach.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
He lost
his
mind
over guys wearing like armbands.
Imagine that guy coaching like Tristan Casas.
Yeah, seriously.
He'd just be like, what?
No, you and I agree. Linebackers are
we like the run game, Keith.
Yeah, we do.
You know what?
Smash mouth football, old Big Ten football.
Yeah, Jeremiah Trotter,
Tyrone
chopping wood.
Wheatley.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like a Tim Biakabatuka, Kajana Carter, run between the tackles.
Exactly.
Thank
exactly.
You.
Okay, so linebacker cat in the grass. I'm happy we agree.
Good.
Next.
Quarterback.
That's a Hoss.
Oh, gotta be Hoss. Yeah, gotta be Hoss.
Pats have two Hosses now.
That's why I like that signing so much.
Yeah.
It's an important position.
Double Hoss. Good work.
Yep.
Safeties.
Okay, I want to hear you first on this. I love a good safety. I'm voting cat in the grass.
I would say sheep.
Okay.
Now, I think there are like high level safeties. I do think though the way the game has gone, it's hard to be like an intimidating, knock your head off type of safety.
Mm-hmm.
This is the position that I think is maybe most impacted by like the rules today. Like when Rodney Harrison was killing, even Rodney Harrison was getting fined, but like Rodney Harrison was killing people or Brian Dawkins or Steve Atwater. I loved his safety then. Now, I don't know. They're forced to be in coverage so much, and they're usually, some of them aren't great at it. So I think it's more sheep.
Okay.
But if you want to go cat in the grass,
I'm voting cat in the grass, Billy.
Cat in the grass.
Cat
we
in the
don't
grass.
Need a bunch of cats in here.
Nice.
Kicker.
So kicker should be at least sheep.
Okay.
At least. We need to denote the difference between...
Well, because the Pats a couple years ago, remember when they went through like four different guys before they landed on Nick Folk?
Yeah.
That's a tough go. If you don't have a kicker, that is a hard... Yeah. So it's not quite as interchangeable as you think or as maybe some of these other positions are.
Yeah, it's not the most important on the team, but we should denote it's not a bottom tier position. Yeah. The kicker has a little more import than fullback or this next position.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
You want a cat in the grass?
No,
kicker?
Not a cat. Nick just wanted
to
play
the middle one, isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't the kicker the middle one?
Nah, sheep.
Sheep. No, no, no. Cat in the grass is the middle tier.
I thought so you were putting it.
No, we're putting it sheep. Yeah, we're putting it sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where
there it is.
There it is, Nick.
Love that. Yeah.
Punters.
Goldfish.
That's a goldfish.
Yeah, goldfish.
Swap.
It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
So if you look at it, I think we broke it down pretty perfectly. Top tier, the GOAT quarterback. On
makes
its own.
Makes sense.
Hoss tier, wide receiver, offensive tackle, edge, and corner.
I would say perfect so far.
Yes.
We're starting to lose me a little bit with cat in the grass.
All right, cat in the grass tier, running back,
mm-hmm.
D tackle,
mm-hmm.
linebacker,
yep.
safety.
Okay.
Sheep, tight end, guard, center, kicker.
You know what? You know what? I like these tiers now that we've talked about.
It's not bad.
In my estimation, we were a little too high on a D-tackle, but other than that, I like these.
Yeah, and then Goldfish would be fullback punter.
Perfect.
Yeah.
A borderline perfect tier Tuesday.
I like it.
So based on how the Patriots did it, they did sign one at the GOAT position, Josh Dobbs. They did sign one at wide receiver.
Three Hosses.
Yeah, wide receiver.
Mac Hollins, Haas, Carlton Davis, and Harold Landry.
And Moses.
Oh, Moses tackle.
One each.
Wow.
Haas, Haas, Haas.
They got them everywhere.
Cat in the grass, their biggest signing, with Milton Williams, also Spillane.
Yep.
And then, nothing on the sheep tier.
No.
And nothing on the golf. Good, they're avoiding our bottom two tiers.
Makes sense.
I like free agency more.
They're doing a great job.
I actually don't know if they have a kicker signed right now, so.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good point.
That kind of do need one of those sheep deers.
Yeah. Well, it's sheep. It's not goldfish. It's sheep.
We're doing good.
So you can weigh in on your thoughts on our tiers, 617-779-7937. We'll put those out on social, at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. You can also vote in the Jones and Keefe bracket. We'll update that, and we'll give you the latest on Brad Marchand, his situation, the contract he wanted in Boston, and he's on the ice today. Getting ready for a game tonight at TD Garden. Will he play against the Bruins? We'll get to it next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all. In really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. And streaming on WEEI.com.
Paul Bissonnette on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast. Marchand wanted $7.5 million.
Okay.
That aligns with what we said yesterday.
Yeah.
Elliot Friedman said Marchand was not going to take a pay cut from the six and change he was making. DJ Bean, our good pal, said on Friday night when I was on TV, Bragg.
Wow.
That they were maybe getting cute with 6.3 for 63, his number. That was the AAV they were toying around
with. It's cute, but it's also not insulting. $6.3 million isn't like, here's $3 million to finish your career, which were some of the initial reports.
Tell me if I'm sitting on the fence.
Okay.
I don't think it's insulting, but I also don't blame Marchand for what Bissonnette just said.
Oh, same.
He looks at Lindholm and he goes, you're getting what?
So here's where they screwed up.
And they're paying McAvoy and Pastrnak and Swayman and that oaf, Zadorov. They're paying all these guys. How about you pay me? I already gave you a discount for 8 years out of the last 10.
True.
I already gave you a massive discount. So I don't think the Bruins are insulting, but I also get him saying,
sure,
I want more money. You guys owe me more, not less. I'm not taking a haircut.
No, but I think what happened was Sweeney has signed a bunch of team-friendly deals, and I think now all of a sudden it's going the other way, and I think they're shocked by it. I think Neely and Sweeney are. The Swayman thing took way longer than they certainly expected it to. If they really wanted Marchand, if they really wanted Marchand at that price, these negotiations should have started before you signed Lindholm. Because Lindholm, it was free agency. Guys always get more money in free agency than they probably deserve.
Both Lindholm and Zadorov are making a ton of money. If you were worried about that, because the way this thing all played out is Swayman was negotiating pretty publicly in the offseason, in the lead up to it. It was asking for a ton of money, way more money than Marchand was making. Then they make a splash in free agency, and they bring in a guy like Lindholm. Before he even played a game with the Bruins, you're thinking, all right, that's another guy now making more than Marchand. And as the season plays out, he's not living up to his contract. So not only that, are you saying you're going to pay this guy, but he's not even doing anything.
Right.
So now if you're going to circle back to me throughout the season, you know, Marchand's having a good year. I wouldn't say it's like an unbelievable year, but he's having a good, solid year.
He's having a representative year for his career.
Yeah.
He's been, I don't know, the second best forward you have on the team.
And if the cap is going up, which it is, then he's probably thinking like, all right, I'm not even taking like a giant percentage of the cap. I just want to get paid more than Lindholm. Like, I think he's not asking for more money than Pastrnak is making or McAvoy or even Swayman, who I think really bothered him the way everything played out this offseason. But it kind of dates back to the free agent signings and the Swayman negotiation, and Marchand got kind of pushed to the side. Like, it wasn't really a priority, and maybe they took it for granted. Like, we can get him. And then they got to the point where, it's funny, both sides are claiming that they really wanted to stay together, and yet he's skating around for Florida today.
So here's the deal. Marchand wanted a raise. Marchand wasn't going to take a pay cut. He wanted a raise. Probably something like, 3 years, 7.5, 4 years, 7.5. Biz said 7.5. We were guessing yesterday somewhere between 7 and 8. The Bruins were probably somewhere around 3.63, and they weren't going to budge off that. And he came back at the last moment, and he's like, guys, let's negotiate. It's like, no, Brad, we've been trying to negotiate for 6 months, 8 months, a year, whatever it's been.
Trade deadline coming up.
We told you the number. That's as far as we're going to go. We got ownership to approve the third year. We're not going to meet you in the middle now. You're gone. And so Marchand pouted and forced their hand. Now he's a Florida Panther, and now today he's on the ice taking line rushes with Barkov and Verhaeghe.
Yeesh.
Apparently, and we have boots on the ground at Warrior. Apparently, he wasn't taking any contact today. So who knows if he's going to play. But Paul Maurice scheduled to talk shortly. Brad Marchand scheduled to speak after that. So we may have some answers. There's an outside chance he's playing tonight.
How about that?
For a guy who wasn't supposed to play for another 3 or 4 weeks, wasn't going to be out there. Now all of a sudden, he's on the team that knocked you out of the playoffs the last 2 years.
New teams have that way of healing players.
The cup winning a year plus ago, Florida Panthers.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Last year? Now everything's running together. Last year. They knocked you out 2 years ago. They knocked you out again last year. They win the cup last year. And now all of a sudden, whoops, I'm feeling better. And he's going to play potentially against you tonight at the Garden?
Crazy.
How about that?
Yeah.
So again, not taking contact. We'll see if he's actually in there. Maybe we're overreacting to it. I didn't expect to see him skating around at the Garden in a Florida sweater today.
Also, and I know a lot of fans are pissed because I guess they would have paid Marchand whatever he wanted, right? There's a section of fans that are like, give him whatever he wants and keep him, and he should always be on this team. He also wanted to go to Florida. Like, that was his thing.
That's what he approved.
Like, Sweeney and Neely worked with him to go where he wanted to. They said, hey, look, we got to do what's best for the team. We're adding picks and some players, and we need to retool and rebrand, basically. We need to start fresh. So we're going to move on from you. And they could have sent him to, I don't know, other team. He had an 8-team no-trade clause. So he could have, they had options, it feels like. And he says, no, I want to play for Florida. I want to play for the rival. I want to play for the team that everybody up here hates. So they sent him there.
Maybe it wasn't just all sunshine and lollipops and he really wanted to be back, but he got dealt out. I mean, the guy got traded, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
So I imagine there's some animosity and bad blood. He wanted more money. He stamped his feet. Now he's a Florida Panther. So maybe he was bitter about it. Maybe he forced their hand on it. And that's certainly the way it feels. Will he play tonight at the Garden? We'll find that out. We'll keep our eyes on it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. We do have some feedback on our tiers, Keefe, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram.
People
wanted a long snapper.
Son of a gun.
We forgot about long snapper.
We did forget about
people
long snapper.
People also wanted backup quarterback.
Backup quarterback?
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. Backup quarterback, cat in the grass or sheep? Long snapper. Sheep. Guys, you forgot long snapper. It's Bill Belichick texting
that's
us.
That's true.
Is what it is.
I think I'm going to have to put up my own tiers.
So shame on us for that. You can go to @JonesandKeefe on Twitter and Instagram to see our tiers every Tier Tuesday. You can also vote in the latest Jones and Keefe bracket. All the 6-11 matchups are on Twitter. You can find the full bracket on Twitter and Instagram. @JonesandKeefe. Continue to vote there. Powder Blue continues to be dominant early on.
It really is.
There's a theme here. Dare I say undefeated early on, but continue to vote in the Jones and Keefe bracket, March Madness uniform bracket all month long. It is not only a Tier Tuesday, it's Tommy Tuesday. We'll check in with Tommy Curran for all the latest at Patriots Free Agency next.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.